better. And now, Coast to Coast with Art Bell. West of the Rockies, don't bother. East of the Rockies, okay. South of the Rockies, north of the Rockies, under the Rockies, whatever. And now here's Art Bell.
And thank you very much, Ross Mitchell, and a very good morning to each and every one of you. This morning, we are going to be with General Johnson Jameson. And General Jameson is going to be undertaking an exploration and a journey which is unprecedented. Traveling to the interior of a hurricane, where it is believed by some, and I must say this reporter is one of them, that little people live in a magical land. General Jameson has been doing studies on this for quite some time, and tonight, on Coast to Coast, we will go to the center of Hurricane Charlie and visit small people in a magical land filled with gingerbread houses and swing sets. But first this from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, in an apocalyptic future, after the road warrior has had his way with you and leaves your wife and daughter slung over his shoulder, you'll probably want to kill yourself. But without any weapons of any kind, having all been confiscated by the local warlord, it might be a daunting task. Might be, but won't be. Not with delicious new Wrigley's Flavor Burst Cyanide Gum. One chew and you're dead in the nuclear dust. With the extra added benefit of meeting the Grim Reaper with fresh breath. Yes, it's new, Wrigley's Flavor Burst Cyanide Gum, and the very same gum Adolf offered to Eva before the Luftwaffe chauffeur set fire to their bodies, new from Peenemann Enterprises. General Jameson, are you with us?
Yes, I'm... Boy, you sound a little rough tonight, aren't you? Timing's way off. It's just...
I'm sorry. It's a little late.
That's late every night. What are you, nuts?
I work rather late.
Yeah, I know. You work till like 5 a.m.
And I'm a little tired.
A little tired tonight? Like, what about all the other nights? What are you doing, Dexedrine?
So, as you can tell, I'm not reading very well.
Obviously, you're not listening very well either.
Anyway, General Johnson Jameson joins us from his bunker complex beneath the Saskatchewan crust. A very good evening to you, General.
No, I'm out in Florida right now. I'm about to go inside Hurricane Charlie. What is with you? Don't you understand?
Yes, that's right. I see it here on my show notes. You're in Florida about to go inside of Hurricane Charlie. And why is that?
Well, if your show notes are in front of you, you'll also see it. It's because I believe little people live in the interior of a hurricane, and I want to prove that tonight on your program, Art. I want to give you the honor of having it proved on your program. However, with that sloppy opening and the very unfunny Peenemann Enterprises commercial, I think that...
All right, well, General Jameson, can we get to the point? I mean, is this... This is going to be an undertaking that is unprecedented, and I want to make sure that people are here for it. They can look at my website,
www.
Oh, thank you very much. Ramona just hit me in the face with a sap. Thank you, Ramona.
Yeah, all right.
And anyway, it's on my website, and they'll be able to see pictures of you going into Hurricane Charlie.
Well, what I'm going to do, Art, is I'm going to strap two boogie boards, and I've got some sponges all over me to absorb the moisture, and I'm going to row out into the middle of Hurricane Charlie. Hopefully, I can cut through the 180-mile-an-hour winds in a dinghy and get to the magical land of little people that is inside of the hurricane. But I can tell you without much fear of contradiction that this will be a exciting journey. And so I don't know if you want me to do it now or what do you want me to do?
Oh, you mean you can go into...
Yeah, I'm all set to go. I'm just waiting for the big thumbs up from you.
All right, are you anywhere near Hurricane Charlie?
Yes, I am near Hurricane Charlie, Phil. Art, whoever the hell you are. I'm going to now enter in. Oh, God, you can hear. See, do you hear the wind?
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah. And we can do it now. What was I thinking? I can't go through 200 mile an hour wind.
And you can hear the phone being banged around in the wind there. General Jameson, are you all right?
Close. Close to being okay. I'm pretty far from being okay, man.
Jameson is being battered about by the winds of Hurricane Charlie, but maybe, just maybe, he can get into the middle of that hurricane and see the little people that live there.
Good Lord. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen, across America, North America, Siberia, and all of the Intercoastal Canal territories? General Johnson Jameson was ripped to shreds in Hurricane Charlie. General Jameson, if you are there at all, will you please contact us?
Hello, hello, Art. I'm dead. It's painful, painful, painful.
General Jameson, are you talking to me from the beyond?
Yes. I. Screw. Up.
How do you feel you screwed up?
You. Gotta be kidding me. How did I tried to go to the middle of a hurricane, King.
Well, that's not screwing up, General Jameson. That was a scientific adventure.
Yeah. Sure.
General Jameson, is that you playing taps on the harp?
Yeah. Whoa, what do you think? I just learned it.
You just learned it's great. Taps on the harp.
Go ahead. Get off your little cuties. I'm the one in heaven now.
General Jameson, will you be on my program?
Not a pleasure. Help it. I hate you.
General Jameson.
Hello?
And who is this?
St. Peter.
St. Peter?
Yeah, what do you want?
Is this heaven?
Yeah, whatever.
General Johnson Jameson dies trying to find the little people at the center of a hurricane. I'm Art Bell.
And I'm Ross Mitchell. I quit. This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell, trying to find little people in the middle of a hurricane. Jesus.